Today's daf is daf Pei Vav, and we're holding three lines up from the bottom of Pei Hei Omed Beis in the middle of the question about whether the Kelim of Eloikeach can be Kenan Rishus Molcha, which actually boils down to the question of whether we look essentially in the direct Rishus, in which everything is placed, which means the ultimate space, where it's here in that case would be Rishut Molcher, and it won't help to be in a Kli of Eloikeach, or we look in the local space of where the perot are. The perot are in the kelim of the lokeach, and therefore who cares where those kelim are as long as they're actually deposited there, which means you have the right to put them there. That, we said, was a definite requirement. This is where the opening put it. You know, it has to be in a place where he has rishus to put it. And we didn't have any proof, because yesterday we tried to reconstruct the braita to be referring possibly to the kelim rather than the rishus. So we were switching the kelim of the moch and the kelim of the lokeach. So far, no raya. Today, Rava tries to bring a raya from the following. Omar Rava Tashma. Mashach chamarav upo'alav. Somebody now is taking delivery, let's say, of apples. And what he does is he takes hold of the people that are carrying the apples. So here, either he pulls in the chamorim with their drivers, or the workers that have it on their back. He doesn't actually pick up, however, the apples themselves. He pulls the people that are carrying the apples into his house. That's not considered to be a Mashiach. Mashiach is that you actually carry or move directly the perot. So in that case, Bein Pasak at Shalom Madad, Bein Madad at Shalom Pasak, Shneim Yecholim Lachzor. It makes no difference whether you've arrived at a price or not. Because in this case, even if you've arrived at a price, you didn't do any kinyan, because there was no mashicha at all.
This isn't kind of like the flip side of the sewing basket case?
It's not the flip side. This is the question. The assumption is that we're talking about that the seller has now his containers, and therefore, we haven't gotten to why you think it's the flip side, but we're about to. And therefore, pirkan v'chnisamato v'beito, however, the moment that you take it off of the donkeys and put it down in your house, or take it off of the carriers, put it down in your house, so then we need to get into the question of whether you had agreed on a price. So then, Pasak at Shalom Adad, Ein Shneim Yechalim Lachzor Ben. If Lamaisa, you had determined the price, it's too late for anybody to have Charata, because it's already in your house. But if you were Madad, and the guy could even be giving it to you, but you haven't agreed on a price, Shneim Yechalim Lachzor Behen. Now, and what's important over here is to note that if you were Pirkan, as long as you've agreed on a price, then it's considered to be yours and you can't have Charata. Now, how do you explain that? Isn't it still in the Kalim of the seller? I mean, I assume when the guy delivered it, he delivered it in his baskets, right? So he's putting it down now in your Rishus. What does that show? That we don't look at the Kli. We look at whose Rishus it's in. Isn't that what it shows? So if that's the case in the inverse, where it was in the kelim of the lokeach, but it's in the rishus of the mocher, what should we look at? The rishus of the mocher. And therefore, it would not be kena. And this, that's what you mean by the inverse, I assume. And this is our raya. So therefore, we can conclude that you're not kena. Umide kelav de mocher, brishut lokeach lo kana. Since now, if you have the kelim of the mocher, we're using the word kana, in other words, in a slightly different way. We're saying the kelim of the mocher and the reshut alokeach for the mocher to prevent the kinyan of the lokeach. Kelav the lokeach nami b'reshut mocher lo kana. That proves that the kelim in the reshus of the mocher do not have the power to define the reshus of the lokeach within the house of the mocher, and therefore they won't be kind of the pairs. Lo kana obviously has to mean over here, the Braita says he is kana. So what's the meaning of loikana? Loikana meaning not that the kana lokeach, but that lo kana the mocher, in the sense that he wasn't able to prevent the rishus of the lokeach from taking over where his kli is. So it wasn't kana, a separate rishus. Therefore the same thing would be true in the inverse. If the lokeach's kelim are in the rishus of the mocher, they are not kana or rishus to be able to be kind of the pairs. Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchak, how do you know that that's the case? You're assuming that when it says he unloaded it, it was in the baskets of the seller. Maybe he unloaded it by pouring it out of the baskets. He put it on the ground. So therefore, it's in the Rishus of the Lokeach. Memela, at the moment that they agreed on a price, he's Kainan. So maybe he's talking about Bishop Shafkan. He took the basket, turned it upside down, and the apples rolled out, and now they're on the floor in the house of the Rokeach. Ikbid Rava. Rava not only didn't like that, he was downright angry at that stupidity. He's then Shafkan. If we use the word Shafkan, then we mean Shafkan. If we use the word Pirkan, then we're obviously talking about unloading, not pouring out. I mean, what, we don't know how to talk? Mini Shafkan Katani. Did you see the word Shafkan anywhere? If it would be dependent on Shafkan, you don't think it's important to tell us that it means it was poured out of the Kli? If we ignore that whole issue in the Braita, then obviously it means Pirkan as Pirkan, even though they're still in the Kalim of the seller. So it's a perfectly good Raya. Says Mar Baravash, it's not a perfectly good Raya. You may be right, but still not a Raya. Because Omar Mar Baravashi, maybe you don't need Shafkan. Maybe it's talking about things that are not transported in containers. For instance, Mitakli to me. If you're selling now, we still do this today, you're selling bundles of garlic. Did you ever see bundles of garlic packaged? They package garlic heads. They don't package bundles of garlic. You tie them together, even in a modern store. It's very long. And that would have been how he transported them. You transport them on your chamor. And when you unload them, that is the Shafkan. I mean, we don't have to be makban on the word Shafkan if we're not talking about something that necessarily needs Shafkan. So therefore, if we're talking about that kind of thing, we have no problem anymore. Omar le hunabereda majutul ravina. I don't understand if the case over here is that it's kena because it's in his rishus. Who cares if you were posek the value? We said before, remember, in our favorite braita that we love to bring rayas from. So we said before that if it's in the rishut now of the lokeach, so the moment that he agrees, the mocher agrees to sell, it's in the rishut of the lokeach. So why do we need that they have to agree on a price? Why don't we just say, okay, I'm ready to sell you this. So then the buyer can say, you said you were ready to sell. I didn't say that I was makbid on a particular price. Now all of a sudden you're saying you changed your mind because you want to sell to somebody else. You can't. It's mine. So mali pasak, you say pirkan. So mali pasak, mali lo pasak. Where do you get now into the question of whether you're posik dami? That's a different issue. Or mali pasak, samchadait. Lo pasak, lo samchadait. Neither party really has complete gemiras das, even though they claim. So now the lokeach is saying, well, you know, I always wanted it, no matter what the price would be. So first of all, the mocher could say, yeah, I was ready to give it to him, how much you're willing to pay. And furthermore, it's not clear that he always wanted it. In other words, the issue over here is, until both parties are semech das, the act of a kinyan doesn't mean anything. The act of a kinyan is only in context of sviches das. Since over here, the lack of an agreed upon price constitutes a wrong context of kinyanim, forget about where it is and what I did. That's irrelevant. A kinyan can only proceed after smichas das. Omele Ravina l'Ravashi Tashma. Okay, let's see. So right now, we don't think we're talking about Kalim at all, and therefore this is irrelevant to our discussion. Can we bring a raya from here? We said before, Ravish Mul Damri Tarvayu, Kelav Shel Adam Konelo Bechom Makom. Now, that word Bechom Makom has got to be saying something, no? I mean, Bechomakom latuyimai. Just say, Kelav Shalem Konelo. If you're saying Bechomakom, it means even in a place where I would have thought the baby is not going to. Isn't that Rishut Mocher? So, my love, latuy Rishut Mocher. Said Ravashi, of course that's what it means. But that could be talking about normal case, namely, that the Mocher said to him, Zilkni. If he said Zilkni, so then, of course, if part of the necessary mechanism for the Kenyan is that for all intents and purposes, the mocher should be lending him the property on which his kli is currently resting, so that it shall be his for those moments that he's kena. So then that's how we interpret zilkini. There's no question that in a moment that the mocher is nechet to the kinyan and says to him, do whatever you got to do in order to be kena, then the mocher is throwing in the legal mechanisms that make that an appropriate kinyan, including the fact, what's the problem? Maybe Kenyan doesn't proceed with the Kalim Shalokeach Pashus Maikra. I'll give you the 3 inches that it's on, all right? Temporarily. Now you'll be Kena. So there, of course, you're Kena. That is indeed what Pechomakom means. We're talking about when you're trying to establish as the Lokeach that even though the Mocha wants to change his mind, he never said now Zilkini. He said, I'm naked to sell it to you, but he never said, let this be the act of kinyan. That nonetheless, you can tie it. Well, you know, it's in my kalim, too late. That you can't say, maybe. So we still don't know. Clearly, we don't have a raya as to whether kalim shaloi keach would be kene in the rishus of the mokan. Now, we have a mishnah, tanan hatan. We have a mishnah in Kedushin that's listing the various types of kinyanim. So it says there, nechasim sheyesh lam achrayot, Aniknim bekesev ubishtar vachazaka. Vishe ein lem achrayot ein niknim ela b'mishicha. So now, talking about the concept of mishicha, which we raised, and we said that mishicha can't take place in Rishus HaRabim. Mishicha means that it's possible to do mishicha only if it's an area where it's possible for both of you to be kainet. So there, so far, things seem to make sense. But there was an additional piece that was added to this Mishnah. In Surah, they said it over, the piece that we're about to add, Matalash Maitza Mishmeh Rufkista. In Pumbadisa, they say the piece we're about to add in the name of Kahan, or some say in the name of Rava, but whatever. I mean, here's what we wanted to add, in case you're interested. Now, we've discussed this many times, that a kinyan of Mashiach is not as good as a kinyan of Hagba'ah. Because the kinyan of Hagba'ah takes it directly to yourself, and you can do that anywhere because it's on you physically. But a kinyan of just moving something would only work if it's something that is normally not lifted. So it's something that's inconvenient to lift. There you do Mashiach. Again, we spoke about the Machlokas Rishonim a number of times as to whether there's a hierarchy of validity of kinyanim or whether it's a question of noheg, that a kinyan only works when this is the standard by which it's done. So, if it's something that is not normally lifted, fine, then you can do mishicha. Avodvarim shedarken lagibiyah. However, it's something that you would normally lift, you can't pull it and say that's sufficient kinyan. You'd have to pick it up, and then it would be balag ba'ah, in but the mishicha lo. Good. So now Abaya was sitting and saying over this ma'amar, Yosef Abaya of Gomelosh Shmaitza, and he said it over, and Ravada Bar Masna heard it, and he wasn't happy with it. And he asked on it from a famous case. Eitvei Rav Ada Bar Matna L'Abaye, what about the case of Hagonev Kis B'Shabbat? Somebody steals someone's wallet on Shabbos. So it says over there that even though he walks out of the Rishus into the Rishut HaRabim, so now he's Chayev and an Isser Mita because of Shabbos, so it should become Levit HaRabim. In this case, he would be chayev on the stealing of the wallet anyway, because kvar nitchayev b'gneva kodem shiavoli de isur shabbat. He was already chayev for stealing it because he had lifted it up in the rishus of the rishus hayachid. That picking up itself is the gneva, the act of gneva, whatever his opinion normally would be, kenit for him as his act of gneva. And therefore, there would be no kum lebit rabim and to potter him for stealing the wallet. This is why they call it lifting. Okay. Because you wouldn't be chai, otherwise it would be a kum lebit rabim. You're only chai if you lifted the wallet. So, however, if now he's pulling something now, that's not lifting, he's pulling. So he's pulling it out, so then he would be potter, because then the Isser Shabbos and the Isser Geneva are boing keachad. So in this case, it would only be a kinyan to him as he pulls it out of that rishus. But at that moment, he's being chayav for Shabbos. So mamela, it all comes at the same moment. Now this does not really work in the way that it's written, because you can't do mashiach into rishus harab. So we have a little bit of a problem. So the Gemara over there explains there's two possibilities. The simple possibility is that you moved it into Tzidei Rishus HaRab. But then it only goes according to the Das Yochid, because if you hold Tzidei Rishus HaRab, it has it in Rishus HaRab, which we don't pass it. But if you hold that, like Rabbi Elazar, so then, in Achinami, the Isser Shabbos would come at that moment, but since Tzidei Rishus HaRab has a din of a Simta, as our dear president brought out earlier, so then if for the Kinyan, if for Mashiach, fine. But for the Shabbos, it would be a Chiyav, so there it would be the only way that you could do both at the same time. But there's an alternative. If you don't know Tzidei Rishus HaRab as the Tzidei Rishus HaRab for Shabbos, what you could be talking about is that you put your hands down on the ground within Shalosh. So if it's within Shalosh, Legabe Shabbos, your body is considered to be part of the rishus that you're in. So you still took it out into a rishut harabim. But you pulled it into your own hands. But legabe, the din of mashicha, then it's like hagba itself. In other words, if it comes onto your body, so then that's certainly considered to be a mashicha into your rishus, even though legabe rishuyas of Shabbos, that's not true. So therefore, we could have something that's a shusharabim for Shabbos, but that's considered to be your rishus for kinyanim. And there too, it works out that the geneva and the Yisr Shabbos is buying ke'echad.
The thief wanted to be.
No, and the thief is a big Talmud Chacham. I mean, you know, they cut out the cut out the subsidies for families for yeshivas. I mean, you know. Now, the question over here is: if we're talking about a wallet, I mean, a wallet could be lifted, right? It could be lifted. So if and you nonetheless, you're saying if you pulled it, it's also considered to be a kinyan for your geneva. So that doesn't follow with this mimer that everybody's been talking about in Pumbedes and in Surah, Rav Kana, Rav Chisda, Rava. I don't know who said it, but it doesn't make any sense based on this whole halacha of Ganev Kis B'Shabbos. So and here a kis is bar hagba'ah, when afilochi kani b'mashichana. How do you explain that? Omar lei, well, it's talking about that he pulled it out with a strap. B'mitna. So what are you talking about? I'm also talking about that he pulled it with a strap. Who the heck cares how he pulled it out? Ananami b'mitna kamina. Can we please get down to some serious talk? I'm talking about, not that he happened to pull it out with a strap. I'm talking about something that has a strap because the only way that you normally can lift it is by slinging it over your shoulder and yanking. It's heavy. So that's the point.
A big wallet.
A backpack wallet. So I'm saying, mini de boy mitna. Now, even though he's about people lift that, okay, but it's not convenient. I mean, I'm a yeshiva bacher after all. If I'm stealing a big backpack like that, I'm only going to be able to pull it. You know, I mean, the guy anyway is only a hiker. What's different? So therefore, it's no raya from here. Okay, Toshma. Let's see if we can get a raya from our old, famous, lovely brighter that we love bringing rayas from. Now, here I don't say that laughingly. Now I want to show you why it was important for me to establish that pattern. It was important because the Gemara doesn't say Meitveh. And this is supposed to be a kasha. Why doesn't it say Meitveh? It says Tashma. Says the Rashbam a fascinating thing. We're used to Meitveh meaning I ask. But Meitveh doesn't mean I ask. Meitveh means I bring. But over here it's already brought. So we've been discussing this braita all along. I don't have to say I bring. Come on, we all know the braita I'm talking about. I mean, we've been talking about it for the past 3 days already. So I'm going to say I'm bringing. So memela, my kasha is phrased as a tashma. Beautiful. Okay. So tashma. Rishut mocher lokana achi agbiena o achi tziyano min rishuto. Here it says, in our favorite braita, that in the rishut of the mocher, you can only be kona by lifting it up or taking it out of his rishus. I mean, it means, obviously, we're talking about something that can be lifted, if you say that it was a bar hagba'ah, and yet you're saying, or if you're moshech it into your own rishus. So you see, alma mitid a bar hagba'ah, something which can be lifted, can nonetheless be konui, either iboy bar hagba'ah kanilei, or if you want, iboy b'mishicha kanilei. You can choose. You can choose your kinyani, which shows that our surah pumpaditza maimer is wrong. And that it's not true that we limit the Mashiach only to things that are not Barei Hagba'ah. Amrem Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Boy, that was an assumption. Let's study him, Katani. Who's to say it's talking about the same object? The Bright is saying you can either be kind of by X or Y. But it doesn't mean you can be kind of the same thing by X or Y. You can either be kind of by Hagba'ah if it's something that is normally a Bar Hagba'ah. Or you can be kind of Mashiach. If it's not something that's normally a Bar Hagba'ah, that does not mean, by the way, according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, that if it's something that's not normally lifted, that you wouldn't be kinyaned by lifting. Because again, if you buy into the hierarchy of kinyanim, so then hagba'ah is always a better kinyan. There may be other issues involved there also, but in any event, hagba'ah, they ought would certainly work. But what it means is the mashicha is limited to work only where hagba'ah isn't convenient. It doesn't mean it's impossible, but isn't convenient.
It can't be lifted.
No, it doesn't have to be, can't be. It's sufficient that it's different. Obviously, the backpack he could have lifted. It's just inconvenient for him. He doesn't like the idea of going in for hernia surgery.
He has wheels.
But he could lift it.
He has wheels.
That's right. They even make some of them with wheels. There you go. You see, as you get older, you start looking at these things. How am I going to lift that? So the backpack's got to come along with a little handle. Homemade way works both for dad and for the kids. So therefore, Rav Nachman was talking about, let's study him. It goes to two directions, obviously. Mida de Bar Hagba'ah is Bar Hagba'ah, but something else which is a Bar Mishikah is Bar Mishikah, and therefore there's no Raya from there either. Okay. Getting at last to our Mishnah of Amocher Perot.
Toshma. Amocher Perot l'chaviro, Mashach v'lo Madad, Kone. So we see that there must be, obviously, I mean, the Mishnah here contrasts the case of Perot with the case in the end of the Mishnah of Pishtan. Where if you're talking about Pishtan, Lokeach Pishtan l'chaviro, then lo kana achi tataleno mimakom ze, l'makom acher. So essentially, I mean, what we're assuming now is the way to understand this is that perot is something that are moved from one place to the other nearly instantaneously. I don't have to talk about moving it very far away to pick up a couple of fruits in a small basket and move it to another place. Masha'inkin, if I'm talking about pishtan, which is large and it's a long-stemmed thing, so in order to move the pishtan from place to place, in order to do a mashicha, I can't just say the word mashicha because, after all, I need to pull it entirely out of its place. Now, even though there was a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel by the case of the boat about whether it needs to be moved entirely from its place or the animal, it may well be that that's dafka in a case where if you've got something that is movable on water, once it starts moving, it's no longer connected to anything because it's liquid. Mashenken, if something is on the ground and it's not part of an ongoing movement, like an animal would be moving or a boat would be moving with its inertia on the water, then Einachinami, even Rav would agree, you've got to move it entirely from the place where it is in order for it to be considered to be a Mashicha. So that would explain the Mishnah. But it would also mean, as the Gemara continues, Vaha Perot, de Bnei Hagba'ani, you know, certainly a small basket of Perot, which has got to be what we're talking about since we're contrasting it with a large pile of Pishtan, is certainly easily lifted and therefore should be only nikna b'hagba'ah, according to what you're saying, and not b'mashicha. So then, ha-perot b'nei hagba'ah ninu v'katani d'kani b'mashicha, which shows that our svara, that only things that are not conveniently picked up can be kani b'mashicha, is wrong. And says the Gemara, well, we're not talking about small baskets of perot. We're talking about large containers, and they're not easily picked up. But wait a minute, if we're talking about large containers, so then that means everything that we thought about the difference between the first part and the second part of the difference in the Mishnah between Perot and between the Pishtan would be actually a mistake. So how do you explain now the Seifa? Yachiyem HaSeifa. Alokeach Pishtan Mechaviro. However, if it was Pishtan that you brought, I raise it lokana, achi teltaleno mibakom zela makom acher. You've got to move it all the way to a different place. What is that supposed to mean? Pishtan Mishlifle Ravravi, Milo Avde. Are we not talking about over here the same exact case, Heshlifle Ravravi, exactly the Perot, and that would mean that Mashiach should be the same Mashiach that we had with the Perot? Now, the Rashbam understands the Havamina to be this, that with the moment that we say that we're talking about, so in other words, what the Mishnah is saying is, look, Perot, at least it's possible to be kone perot with mashicha, if in the case of it being a large basket that's inconvenient to lift. So then mashicha will help. Obviously, you could still do hagbah. But someone who sells pishtan, there it's impossible, as we understand by dealing with pishtan, we're going to see this later, that you can't really have large containers or large piles of pishtan. So it's got to be talking about a shlife zutra. So therefore, you would not be kainet until you move it from place to place. Not what we thought it meant originally, that the Mashiach has to be done from place to place, but that the words yitatalenu mimakom lamakom is a way of saying sheyag bihenu. In other words, you can't be kainet by Mashiach, you can only be kainet with hagbah. Since bederech klal, when you pick up something that you bought, you don't pick it up to put it back down on the ground where it was, you pick it up to take it away. So we call the hagbah over here mimakom lamakom. And therefore, the Gemara asks, if that's the case, I mean, if we were learning the way we originally learned, that it was talking about Shlifei Sutrei, so then there's an obvious difference between a small Mashiach and a large Mashiach. But if you're talking about that the Perot are in a Shlifei Ravravei, so then what is the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa, only the fact that in the Reisha, a Meshicha, which is standard by Shlifrei Rav Ravi, is what would be Kena, because you don't do it by Hagbah. And by Pishtan, only Hagbah will help, because by Pishtan you don't have Shlifrei Rav Ravi. It would be small enough to pick up. Does that make sense? Oh, to Pishtan, Shlifrei Rav Ravi, you're telling me that nobody makes big piles of Pishtan? So how do you make the difference here between Perot and Pishtan, as if that's the issue? Just talk about the difference between Rav Ravi and Zuti. Says the Gemara, no, the truth is that indeed we do not make Shlifrei Rav Ravi of Pishtan. Because Shiny Pishtan, the Mishtamet. You see, the problem is that Pishtan, because it's so slippery, it actually, if you try to pick a lot of it up at a time, it simply slips out all over the place. You put it over your shoulder, you got little pieces falling. And therefore, the only way that it's packed is in little piles. So you tie it together. And that way, you can put your hand around it to make sure that nothing falls out. But if that's the case, then indeed it is hagbah-able. And once it's hagbah-able, you'd have to move it mimakom lamakom. Another way of saying hagbah, according to this level of understanding. Omle Ravina Ravashi, okay, how about from here, Tashma? Behima gasa niknep misira, vahadaka bahagba'a, devi rabbi meir ripshim ben olazim. Vechachamim omrim, you can even be kodeh behima daka b'mishicha. Now, behima gasa, I understand that. How am I going to lift an elephant? So over there I can hand over the reins and that's sufficient. A small animal, I can be kodeh bahagba'a, that's the standard. If I'm buying a sheep, I can walk off with the sheep. But the Chachomim say you can even be kena beimadaka beMashiach. Now, certainly a beimadaka can be lifted. But a beimadaka the bar hagba'ayi. And doesn't matter, but it's possible and it's standard. So if that's the case, you're claiming the Maimer of Surim Pumbadis is that you're only able to do Mashiach when you don't have the option of Agba. But over here you do have the option.
But you can still do Mashiach.
And nonetheless, Katani Dekari beMashiach. That was the next words. Says the Gemara. It may be bar hagba'a. We never said it's not an option. We said it's not a convenient option. And the fact is that animals resist being lifted, which makes it inconvenient. So they start holding on. There's sarcha. So shayne beima, the sarcha, the animal crouches, it pushes with its feet to try to avoid your lifting, and because of that, it's like lifting a kid who doesn't want to be lifted. So you say, well, what are they going to do? Nonetheless, try lifting up a toddler that doesn't want to be lifted. So because of that, indeed, it's easier just to drag him, which is what you do with a toddler. Rav Shmuel de Amre Tarvayu, Kur b'shloshim ani mocher, like a mor yanim of kinyanim. If a man says, I'm selling you a kur for 30 dinar. So then until that kur is ready and all there, because over here the guy is being makbid on the kur. He wants to get rid of the kur. So yocholach zorba afil b'sa'achro, not the last of the 30 saw that a kur contains, he can still have charata. But if he said to him, I'm going to sell you a kur b'shloshim, which is a saw b'sela, so now that he mentions the price per saw, there's one seller per saw, so then Enochinami, Rishon, Rishon, Kone. That was the other Maimer of Rav and Shmuel. We've had a number of Maimers of Rav and Shmuel that we're trying to analyze. We just got off of the Maimer of Rav and Shmuel, Kone Bechol Mokheim, what exactly is meant Bechol Mokheim. Continuing now, this new Maimer is that there's a difference in intent between saying the entire amount, where if I've not completed the Medida, then indeed that's not what I want to sell, because I'm Makbet, I want to get rid of this. Or where I mentioned the amount. So Tashma, imaitamida shelachadmi am rishon rishon kana. Going back again to our favorite writer. It says over there if the midah belongs to one of them, either the buyer or the seller, in this case is the buyer. So we're saying the first amount that comes in is kana. That means as I'm putting it in. I don't have to measure it. Afagav delo nitmal ahamidah. It says beferish over there that it does not have to be mitmala, even though the person is selling me a lot. That could be talking about, hold on. That could be talking about, he said, I'm going to sell you a hin, b'shneimasar sla'im, which is a lug b'sela. Now, a hin is 12 lug. So when I say hin,
I mean 12 lug, but I'm selling it to you lug per sella. Now, we just said, according to Rav Shmuel, that if you specify the amount of the detail, lug besella over there, the besella, that then you'd be kona as you put it in. So you'll say, okay, but what do you mean as you put it in? But how do I get to the lug? Ah, I'll tell you how I get to the lug. No, we're talking about that the lug is measured in the hin. It's a graduated hin, and that is standard, because as Rav Kahana pointed out, in the Beit HaMikdash, you did not need to have, Tanya Rav Kahana, separate measurements for Revi'itahin, Shlishitahin, Chatziahin, which are the different amount for the Nisachim, because you had one hin that had Shnatot, Ayubahin. So there were marks on the hin, Chatziahin, Shlishitahin, Revi'itahin, Hochinam, Shnatot, Ayubimidot. So therefore, when we say over here, we don't mean any little bit, Rishon Kena. We mean any mark that you reach. So you had lug one, you're kind of lug one. Lug two, you're kind of lug two. But that way it's no steer at the Rav Shmuel. It's not a gradual, it's a gradated mida. Toshma, how about here? Hasocheret hapoel hasoti mo legoren. Here we have a very similar case. You hire a guy to work with you up through the goren, and you hire him now hayom bedinar, each day for a dinar. And in the goren, had you hired him, it would have been worth four dinar. It would have been worth a sella every day. Now, the reason that you hired him earlier and paid him up in advance was because obviously you're going to get a good deal. So you're going to hire him now 100 days before, let's say. And you're telling him for the 30 days of the ktsira through the goren, I'm paying you right now in advance your schar that you would be making if you would be working now, but I don't have any work for you now. Okay, I see you need work, so I'll pay you now, but you'll have to do the work then. The problem is that the work then is worth four times as much. Now, this looks like aganot. I'm giving you a loan, so to speak, so you pay me back four times as much, because when you pay me back, what you pay me back is going to be worth to me four times as much. So then, that's asur. Asur le'anot bimenu. You, the payer, cannot be nene above the amount that you paid had you hired him at this time, because of the issue of rebates. Aval im sicharo mehayom bedinar layom. If, however, you hire him for the next 100 days at that price, and that includes the time of the goren, and then the time that he would be working towards the end would be at the goren time, it would be worth four times as much, then it would be mutar. You say, what the heck does this have to do? I'll tell you what it has to do. Because Isaac, I have to kurbe shloshim so besela, ani mocher lecha rishon rishon kana. Think about this. The whole point is the guy is hiring him for 100 days. So you're telling me that since he's hired for 100 days, therefore we sort of view it as one kinyan. Problem, it's a package deal. Exactly. The package. That's what we said before. But you said we don't look at the package if you discuss the amounts in the package. And you're talking about the price per unit. In the case of the hin, or the lug, in the case of the kur, the sella. Well, over here, the price per unit is the day. And you said the day. How can we make a package deal, according to you, if you said the day? So from something that seems out of left field, we have Akash and Rav Shmuel, who are basically assuming that the idea of a package is broken by the definition of the contents of the package. So if you have the contents of the package are, I'm paying you only a quarter of your salary per day, it's the same problem, isn't it? So it should still be usher. So then, am I? V'ha'agar natar le'u. Is this not a case then where you are getting work at $1 a day for $4 a day work because of the fact that you paid him in advance? Well, I don't understand the difference. Amar Rava, says Rava, that's because you're not thinking clearly. I mean, Vitisbra. Suppose a guy was desperate for money, and he wants to get a job, and he's willing to take 25% of a normal salary. Are you telling me that's usher? Obviously not. A guy can take whatever he wants. He's desperate for funds. He'll take a job at a very low salary. So he offering himself a below minimum wage, you know, is that usher? On the contrary, it's a mitzvah. Give the guy a job, right? So certainly, zilzula b'schirut mi'asir. So the only point is that he's giving himself out cheap because he needs money. So then if that's the case, Maishla Resha, Maishla Seifa, then can't we say that's true in the Resha as well? No, the point is that in the Resha, since he's not taking the job now, it looks like a loan. But in the Sefer, the only issue is not the package deal. That was a mistake. It's not because it's a package deal. It's because he started work. And therefore, there's no similarity to a loan. A guy is working at a lower salary. He hired him for the year. What's it your business? The guy needs the job. There's no isser in that. So, there, he's not working now. Since he's not working now, it's like he's saying, okay, because I advanced you the money, therefore you're going to pay me back four times as much with cheap work when it's expensive. But in the Seifa, the Seifa started a job. So what's wrong? You can't hire a guy for a long period and at whatever price he wants. I'm telling you straight out, I'm paying you a quarter of the minimum wage. You have a problem with it? Go find another job. The real conundrum of the Mishnah is the weird ending. A guy sells pishtan that's connected to the ground. If the buyer picks one stalk of pishtan, so now he's taking all the pishtan, and that's absolutely mad. What is that? There was no Mashiach. There was nothing at all that was done for the other pishtan. How in the world can you be Kena things that you weren't Kena? By being Kena some part of them, and that should work on the whole thing, it doesn't make any sense. Mishum de Talash Koshu Kona, what does that mean? Omrif Sheshas, well, obviously, Akhmay Eskina, the Omarle, Lech Yafelecha Karka Koshu Kdiko Mashalea. The point over here is that the guy is not telling him, be Kainet as Metaltalin. He's telling him to be Kainet the Karka for the Pishtan that's Bechuber in it. Since you can be Kainet Karka through Chazaka, and this guy is saying, look, I want this Karka ready for planting next year, clear me out a little piece of the karka by ripping out the pishtim. That'll be your chazaka in the karka for the purposes of the kinyan and mechubar the karka. So that's all that we're saying, is that in the same way that nal b'fanei kol shehu, you do something that's miyapeh the karka, then that's already a kinyan of the karka. What this is basically is a new type of kinyan, which if you think about it, is just an application of all our standard dinim of kinyanim, because all through the perek we've been talking about the trees that you're kaina together with the land, and so on and so forth. So that's what we're saying. The pishtei ha'etz, which rochav idemen, which brings us up to our next parak over here. But the pishtan are considered to be mechubar karka, which now goes along with the hasadeh v'chol hashebo, which was the pashat hashavua, which is now nikna to you, in this case only for purposes of kinyan of the pishtan, which may be what Avram originally thought he was buying, just the right to bury, and ends up getting the whole darn thing, but in this case he only gets the pishtan. And so,
he doesn't get the karka.
No, he's giving, selling him the karka for this period that he should be able to be kind of the pishtim on the karka.
Even though it's even the same price now, it's not like.
What's that?
Finally included in the price that they did for the pishtim, right? Not sending an extra.
He's not giving him anything extra. All he's saying is this is a way to be kind of it, right?
Like renting the
renting, what you call it?
Renting.
It's like, yeah, it's the same idea that we had the mokers being marked at Timba Sheila, a piece of the land. I'd say, whatever I need to do, I do. Go, you know, I don't know how it works. The rabbis say it's okay, you know. It's like taking off a miser, as is written in the Chazon Ish.
Yet he has no interest in all that.
No, of course not. Exactly. The whole thing is, it's basically a concept of she'ula. Right? So how you're going to be kind of karka for she'ula, the same as you're going to karka any other way. But it's only, the way Tosafot points it, that she'ula lecha letzorech zeh she'tikna pishtan she'ula. Fine, it's also a kinyan. However you define it. Omar Rava Toshma. Mashach hamaravu po'ala. V'knisam l'tor beito, bein pasak et shalom adad, bein madad et shalom pasak, shneyem yecholim lachzor behem. Pirkan v'knisam l'tor beito. So then if he was pasak, then it's too late. It's good kinyan, even though he wasn't madad. Ein shneyem yecholim lachzor behem. Madad et shalom pasak, shneyem yecholim lachzor behem. Now, lokana, a place for themselves to prevent the kinyan of the lokeach, kelav de lokeach nami brishut mocher lokana. That would mean that they are not kind of for themselves a place to allow the kinyan of the verot. Omrim nachum bar Yitzchak, maybe it's talking about b'shishafkan without kelim. Ooh, ikbid rava, come on. Mide shafkan katani, pirkan katani. So, maybe it's pirkan of something like mitakli de tumi. Pirkan katani, mali pasak o mali lo pasak. Or Malay, that's a different issue. That's because of the context of the Kenyan, a Pasak, Samchadayte, lo Pasak, lo Samchadayte. Omele Ravino Lervashi, Toshma. The Ram Vishmul Amitarvayu, Kelav Shaladam Konelo Bechol Makom. Now, I mean, Chol Makom has to mean Loy Lavla Tirushun Mocher. True. But Hatam Domele Zilkini, which means I'm ready to give you the property rights for a moment to be Kona. Zan hatam nechasim sheish lem achrayut niknin bekesev ubishtar bechazaka she'en lem achrayut ein niknin melo b'mashicha. Now, in Surah, they added matnu la shmaita mishpeid Rav Chisda. In Bombadita, they added it mishpeid Rav Kahana, or some say mishpeid Rava. What they added was, quote, lo shonu ala dvarim she'en darkan lahagbiya aval dvarim she'darkan lahagbiya davke b'agba in b'be mishicha lo. So, riyote b'abaya v'kama la shmaita Ravada Barmata attacked the Baya on it. Eitvela Baya Hagonev Kispi Shabbat. Chayav. Shekvarit Chayev Begneva Kodem Shavoli De Yisur Shabbat by being Magmiyat. But if he was Megarer Vyotse, which would be Meshicha, then he would be Potter. Shari Yisur Shabbat Ugneva Ba Inke Achad. Vahare Kis De Bar Hagbaahu. Vafiloachi Konib Meshicha. Omar Lei, it's talking about the Mitnah. Darn it, I don't know me by mitna kaim. What are you talking about? No, I mean, meaning the boy mitna. Tashma. Rishut mocher lo kona achik biena o achiyotzi enem rishuto. That's the same thing. So Alma meaning the barak ba'a, it's up to you. I boy barak ba'a kanilai, or I boy b'mishikha kanilai. Amr nachman yitzchak, who says it's the same thing? Let's start him katani. Meaning the barak ba'a, barak ba'a. Meaning the bar mishikha, b'mishikha. So still no raya. Tashma, Amocher Perot Bechaviro, Mashach Velomadat Koni. Well, I thought Perot is certainly Barak Ba'ani, no? The Katani, Diktani Bemeshicha, Achbe is getting a Shlifle Ravravi. Said in Shlifle Ravravi, it's no different than the Seifa. Yochim a Seifa, Lokech Bishtan Bechaviro, Lokana Achitatalan, Mimokam Zeel, Mimokam Acher. So what's the difference? Bishtan Bishlifle Ravravi, Milo Avde. So why wouldn't you be able to be Kainet Stam? Shani Pishta, you don't make it a Shlifle Ravavi because it's a Bishtamit. Omele Ravino Ravash Tashma. Beimaga sa niknep in Misira, Vahadaka behagba'a, Diver Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon Elazar. The Chachomim, on the other hand, say, Beimadakas even b'meshichan. How is that? If a Beimadaka certainly barhagba'ahi, and nonetheless katani de kani b'meshicha, it's different because it's not convenient. Shani Beimadasarcha. Now, another mimer of Rav Shmuel de Amrei Tavayu is that Kur b'shloshim ani mocher lecha yochol achzor bo afilu b'sachrona. Kur b'shloshim meaning sa'a b'sela ani mocher lecha rishon rishon kana. Toshma, im hayta mida shel achad miyam rishon rishon kana ve'af agav delon litmala sa'a kegon de omer lakin b'shneim asar sla'im luk b'sela ani mocher lecha. And it's talking about that those were marked, Kli Omer of Kahana, Shnatot Ayubahin, Hachinami Shnatot Ayubahin, Toshma HaSocheret HaPuela Satim HaLagoren, Hayom B'dinar, and the work at the time of the garden would have been worth the office seller. Then, since he pays him in advance, Osir Lanot Emenu, because of Agar Not, similar to Ribit. Aval Im Socharo Mehayom B'dinar Layom V'Lagoren Yofes Sela, then it's mutter. Now, according to what Rav and Shmuel said, he saw Kadai to Korbish Lachim, Sa'ab Isalani Mocher Lacha. We view it as not a package deal, but rather Rishon Rishon Kona. So, Ochinami Kama Kama Mivsik Posik, and it should be the same Osir Lanot Bimenu as it was in the first case. Midinner Layom Lagorin Yafesela Mutar Amai. It's the same as Agar Natar Layu. Omar Rava, you don't understand the whole mechanism over here. Betizbra, zilzula bischirut miasir. So then, maishna, reisha, maishna, save. Reisha, the look of it, but they now. Mirzi ki agar noteli. But the safer you started a job at a low salary, so what's wrong? The kovid ba de behashta lo mirzi ki agar noteli. Ima yamba chubar bekarka betolash koshu kana. How could that be? Mishum betolash koshu kana. Omrev sheish esachum ayaskin and omrelei. Lech yafelecha karka kol shehu, and then kini the karka to be sold to you to be konikom asha'am. It would be bechazaka.